That night, Dune had trouble sleeping. He couldn't find a comfortable position on his bed. It seemed to be made up of nothing but lumps and wrinkles, and it squeaked and groaned every time he moved. He flailed around so much that the noise woke his father, who came to his room and asked, "What is it, son? Nightmares?" "No," said Dune. "Just can't sleep."
"Are you worrying? Frightened of anything?"
Dune wanted to say, "Yes, father. I'm worried because the mayor of our city is taking for himself the things that people need, and I'm afraid because any day our lights could go out forever. I'm worried and afraid a lot of the time, but I'm also excited because I think there is a way out, and we might find it, and all those feelings are whirling around in my head, which makes it hard to sleep."
He could have told his father everything. His father would have plunged in with great enthusiasm. He would have helped them decipher the instructions and expose the mayor's thievery. He would have even come down into the pipeworks and helped search for the rock marked with E. But Dune wanted to keep these things to himself for now. Tomorrow, the guards would announce that an alert young boy had uncovered the mayor's crime, and his father, hearing the announcements along with the rest of Ember, would turn to the person next to him and say, "That's my son they're talking about. My son." So in answer to his father's question, he simply said,
"No, father, I'm all right."
"Well then, see if you can't lie still," said his father. "Good night, son," he added, and closed the door. Dune smoothed out his covers and pulled them up to his chin. He closed his eyes, but still he couldn't sleep. So he tried a method that had often worked for him before. He would choose a place he knew well, the school, for instance, and imagine himself walking through it, picturing it as he went in minute detail. Often his thoughts would wander, but he would always bring them back to the imaginary journey, and something about doing this would often make him sleepy. This night, he decided to retrace his explorations of the pipeworks. He held his mind to the task for a long time, picturing, with all the clarity he could muster, everything he had seen in that underground realm, the long stairway, the tunnels, the door, the path along the river, the rocks along the path. He felt sleep drawing closer, a heaviness in his limbs. But just as he was about to give in to it, he saw in his mind's eye the wrinkled rocks that bordered the river at the west end of the pipeworks, the rocks whose strange ridges and creases had reminded him of writing. His eyes flew open in the dark. His heart began to hammer, and he gave up on sleeping and lay in a state of terrible impatience for the rest of the night.